Duncan Crabtree, Ireland.
I can confidently say that our members do now have rights of informed consent and fair compensation for the use of their image, likeness, voice, performance to create digital replicas of them, and really in other ways involving the future use of AI in the industry.
Productions can resume as early as today. U.S. warplanes striking a weapons facility in Syria after Iranian-backed forces targeted American troops in Iraq and Syria with a barrage of drone and rocket attacks over the weekend. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is calling for the Palestinian Authority to oversee Gaza and the West Bank once the war between Israel and Hamas is over. This is ABC News.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Cripescast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Joe Biden holds a slim lead over Donald Trump in the latest Marquette University Law School poll. Biden leads Trump 50% to 48% among registered voters. That's well within the survey's margin of error. But the Marquette poll also has Republicans Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley leading Biden in Wisconsin. 42% say they have a favorable view of Biden, only 37% for Trump. Members of the Nurses Union at UW Health plan to deliver 100 pages of safety violations to the state health department. Union members say most of the issues stem from understaffing. Officials with UW Health say that patient safety is not a bargaining chip for the union. Hospital officials say they are working collaboratively with the union to increase staffing. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks get the win, but Giannis ejected. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Detroit Pistons 120-118. In the third quarter, Giannis brought the ball down, made a signature dunk, and celebration. He gets called for a technical, his second of the game, and was ejected. The Bucks' Brooke Lopez asked what was going on.
You know, we felt there were a lot of questionable calls, but you got to fight through that. And the way Giannis got kicked out, we obviously don't think that was great. But whatever, we turned it into a positive. Sucked not to have him out there, but it was a great opportunity for us to play pretty much solely with Dame, get him more used to us, get more used to him and a lot of other guys.
Football, a lot of teams in the NFL now doing the tush push, lining up players to push a teammate across fourth and short for a quarterback sneak. Green Bay tried it over the weekend against the Rams and was asked, was it called the Packers push? Right guard John Runyon.
I've also heard the love shove too.
That's the Packers right guard, John Runyon. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Here's your updated forecast. 48 today, under clear skies, winds out of the west, 20 to 25 miles an hour. Lows around 31. Tonight, mainly clear skies and quiet. Chance for scattered showers. Tomorrow, highs level off around 43. Cloudy skies expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 39.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Mino and the Mayor.
Very honored to have Chester Markle joining us.
You had some challenges with alcohol. You have done a great job getting that message out.
You know, it takes a long time to get it for some people. You know, my responsibility to every community and every place I go is to give back what others gave to me when I didn't know how to get it.
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Answers you need to know now. Visit mhimaging.com. Zach Gelb is on CBS Sports Radio.
The Cowboys have regressed from where they are the last 2 years. The last two times in a playoff game against the San Francisco 49ers, those games were actually close. Those games came down to Dak Prescott not being able to get the ball in the end zone at the end of the game. That was a good old-fashioned ass-whooping where the 49ers just destroyed the Dallas Cowboys.
96.7 FM, 1670 AM, The Zone.
This is the Midwest Farm Report.
From field to fork and everything in between is why the kids from Wisconsin say it's a great way to start your day.
Haven't heard those uplifting voices for just a little while, the kids from Wisconsin. I thought it was a brighter way to start off our Thursday morning. Morning, everybody. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke right here at the helm. Come on in. Going to be a beautiful day today. If you were a little dreary yesterday because of the clouds and the rain, well, it all turns around today. Sunshine and 51. Going to have a pretty decent breeze out of the west, 10 to 20 miles an hour to help us dry out. By the way, rainfall reporters, if you haven't put your rain gauges away, I'd love to hear what your totals are so far today. 877-301-FARM. 877-301-3276. Chime on in. Sunshine on the way today, 51. Partly cloudy tomorrow, 42. Partly cloudy on Saturday, 47. I'll be honest with you, and I know that our deer hunters aren't probably thrilled with this. I don't really see much in the way of changing weather patterns through almost Thanksgiving. In fact, we're going to push into the 60s, middle of next week. On again, off again, showers in the forecast right now. But honestly, I do not see any snow for the beginning of gun deer season. We'll see if Stumacher, ag meteorologist, agrees with that. Also, stick around this morning. If you are a fan of Quick Trip, they are partnering with the dairy industry this month and through the holiday season to try to get you to try something new when it comes to milk. I've got that story on the way.
Protovate Nutritional Seed Enhancer is an 80-20 talc graphite replacement that provides the critical nutrients corn and soybeans need for early and uniform emergence. Learn more at getgreatergrowth.com.
I know, this weather, it's extending our grilling opportunities, and that's wonderful. But let's not take our eye off the bird. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke here for Bavaria Sausage. You know where they are. Online, open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. BavariaSausage.com. Don't forget about their Facebook page as well. And then their retail location, open Monday through Friday, 9 until 5, on the corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrona Road in Fitchburg. Listen, Bavaria Sausage only works with local growers when it comes to the turkeys they provide. So they're natural, they're fresh, they're flash frozen, not injected like the big brands. They've got a variety of turkeys sizes available again this year, but for the best selection, you need to call today and place your order. You can pick it up the week of Thanksgiving. Call them 800-733-6695. That's 800-733-6695. A locally grown fresh turkey, courtesy Bavaria Sausage.
We may be seeing some up and down swings in diesel prices, but overall, they are elevated. And if you're feeling a pinch when it comes to the price of fuel, well, it's for a couple of reasons. One is that there are still some lingering impacts from the COVID-19 shutdowns that have put a limit on fuel supply. And second is that demand is high for fuel. This puts a pinch on the diesel supply chain and then increases prices. I'm Stephanie Hoff from the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, and I'm getting the details from Jason Schwantz. He leads energy sales and marketing at CHS, and he walks us through solutions for farmers amidst these high costs and explains to us what all influences the prices you see at the diesel pump.
In the United States, after COVID, we took out about 1 million barrels of refining capacity. There were some what I would call refineries that were older, needed some upgrading, and they closed. So we lost 1 million barrels of production in the United States. And if you look at that, how does that affect everything else? Well, then you go down the list of things. So we're producing less, but it just so happens we're using about the same amount that we were before. And so we were long diesel fuel in the country before, but with that 1 million barrels that came out, that has come and put us in a short position. So now we're short diesel fuel. The other thing that is a factor here is if you look at the Ukraine-Russia strife or war, that has caused the prices in Europe to elevate, and U.S. refiners, we've been helping them out a little bit down in the Gulf. But all of this is causing a crunch of supply of diesel fuel. If you look at the Magellan and the NuStar systems, which are big pipelines that feed the Midwest, both of them are running on the low end of product. Combine that with some refiners that had some problems. There was a few refiners that had a couple problems and hiccups, and they got caught short. There was a little spike. I don't know if you saw it last week, more than a little spike, a couple days spike. But that was, I think, some people having to come in and cover some shorts that they had because their refineries either had a hiccup or weren't running quite as well as they would like.
We're going into 2024. You know, COVID seems like a faraway nightmare. How come refineries haven't been able to get back to what they did look like?
Those ones that closed are just, they're closed and they're not going to reopen. The other thing is, if you look at it with the EV push, I think there is optimism around refining, but there's also caution around refining. If you look at these interest rates, with the uncertainty of, you know, fossil fuels and, quite frankly, with EVs coming along, I think people are reluctant to invest too much in refineries. And I think that's, we're just going to run from a short position from here until, you know, this thing gets solved. And I think it's going to be a while. I think you're going to see a couple of years. The strife, you know, like I've said, over in, you know, with Russia, Ukraine, leads to some of this too. And I think if you look at it, it's just going to remain in a short position, and we're going to see elevated prices. Gasoline demand has bounced back really well, but gasoline is actually in a tight position too, but it just hasn't been much of a focus just because diesel is what kind of drives the economy, especially our ag economy.
This is a good segue, Jason, for you to remind us where CHS fits into the diesel market. Who do you buy it from? Where are you selling it, et cetera?
To paint a picture of CHS, we have two refineries, one in Laurel, Montana, and one in McPherson, Kansas. So we kind of, if you look at it, our really strong part is the Midwest. If you drew kind of a T in the state from Minnesota down to the tip of Texas and then sideways from the PNW kind of over to Wisconsin, maybe even to the UP of Michigan, that's kind of where our bread and butter is. But our refineries feed a lot of that. But we do purchase a lot of product out there too, and we have a lot of good relationships. Refineries are trying to do their best. They realize this is go time for the agricultural side of the business, and they want to make sure they get that product out there. And quite frankly, I'm not going to lie about it. Refineries are doing pretty well, and they're going to financially. And then when they were financially doing well, they're going to pump out as much product as they can. They're doing their best. The other thing I will say, there's still supply crunches on things, which can cause when a refinery has to do a turnaround. Maybe they were 30 days before. Maybe they're taking 40 to 45 days. Everything's just in that supply chain taking a little bit longer. Thus, everything is pinching and putting diesel fuel in a short position still.
Can you be specific when you say supply chain crunches?
So when a refiner has a turnaround, essentially they take their refinery down for maintenance or parts of maintenance. And then that supply crunch, it's just probably like the rest of the job market. You know, they're short workers. Steel is in short supply. Parts, things like that, they're just taking longer to get. And that's what I mean by the supply chain for a refiner. Just having a hard time getting some of those things done so they can get their turnaround and their maintenance done and get back up and running.
And Jason, for your non-farm consumers that are listening to us right now, they may not be purchasing diesel directly, but this is a commodity that is an input for so many other sectors. So how do high diesel prices indirectly impact just your general consumer?
I think, you know, everything, if you look at it, trucking, whether it's what's moved, our economy is fueled by diesel fuel. And I mean that literally. If you look at the construction world, the man that comes to pick up your garbage, everything runs on a big, you know, diesel semi or truck. Our goods and services are all shipped that way. And it puts a crunch on everything when you have a tight supply chain. I think we're going to see higher prices for quite some time, especially on diesel and gas. I just think it's in short supply. People want it. That's what feeds our economy. That new growth is all construction. You know, you see trucks moving everywhere in the ag sector, but you also see trucks in the construction side, things like that. And I think that's really, it's going to be a tight market for quite some time.
And then for our growers paying attention, what advice do you give farmers who are looking to lower their fuel costs? Because, hey, they're dealing with tight margins, and they like to lower some of those input costs.
Specifically, our cooperatives in the CHS supply chain offer contracts. And if you see a price that you like, don't be afraid to lock in those contracts with some of the cooperatives, because they offer a great value for you. And a lot of these guys do budgets. If you see a number that you like, you know, get out there and book it with your co-op.
I know you said diesel prices are elevated, but in the coming months, does diesel still follow a cyclical trend? And will we see some relief in the dead of winter or the spring? How does that look?
Typically, if you look at it, we do still run seasonally. Once you get through the harvest, there is kind of that winter lull, I'll say. That's an excellent time to look at contracting your fuel for the spring. Typically, we get our lowest prices probably in December, January, February. I think that's an excellent time for the grower to look at, hey, maybe filling his tanks up, or seeing if there's some contracts up there that he can lock in and get a fair price for his product. But I think you're right on the money. Those are good times. Just that winter, kind of, you don't have the demand seasons going on. That's an excellent time to look at contracting or filling your tanks and getting things filled up.
And there you have it from Jason Schwantz. He's the Senior Vice President of Energy Sales and Marketing with CHS. And as he told us, there are strategies to keep your fuel costs low as we continue to see elevated diesel prices overall. He reminds us, too, that high fuel costs do result in lingering inflation issues. The good news is that he expects a lull in diesel prices during the dead of winter. That would be a good time to fill up those farm fuel tanks. Until then, he wishes everyone a safe harvest. From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
This is the Mid...
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning, and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Farmers, they understand the ag industry and its challenges. Local agents offer farm families the best advice and personalized coverage. Visit ruralmutual.com to find an agent near you.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
You can't change the price of gas or groceries, but you can change the amount of your energy bill. Benjamin Plumbing is now a certified dealer of Rinnai tankless water heaters, the number one tankless water heater in North America. They're up to 40% more energy efficient and provide endless hot water. Stop wasting tons of energy keeping 40, 50, even 75 gallons of water hot day and night with your old water heater. Call Benjamin Plumbing today and learn more about the new state-of-the-art, energy-efficient Rinnai tankless water heaters, including a factory-extended warranty. Save money with endless hot water for your home with a new Rinnai water heater from Benjamin Plumbing.
Hi, Dale Benjamin with Benjamin Plumbing. When we say your plumbing problem is fixed, we mean it. No excuses. I guarantee it. Contact Benjamin Plumbing at BenjaminPlumbing.com.
Now you've got a friend in the plumbing business.
Benjamin Plumbing.
Shopping for that special someone can be hard. You want to make sure that gift is perfect. Jewelry is always a great go-to because it lasts forever. Place to go? Goodman's Jewelers. They have the best prices, something for every budget. They have incredible quality jewelry, one-of-a-kind pieces, diamonds, engagement rings, traditional and modern styles, and you can customize your own. Something for a Badger Packer fan? Goodman's Jewelers has it. A true icon in Madison, the city's oldest full-service jewelry store, is your family. Goodman's Jewelers.
Being with you makes us happy as pigs in mud. This is the Midwest Farm Report.
Yeah, and some folks probably got a little bit more mud than others after the rainfall that came through yesterday. Welcome in, everybody. Time for us to catch up on what's going on with Wisconsin weather, not only yesterday, but going ahead. Stu Muck, ag meteorologist, joining us this morning. Our rainfall reporters are telling me that it's a little tough to pull the data. Many of them, as you can imagine, were a little proactive and pulled their rain gauges before we got this latest event. A fella from the 920 said they got 0.4 of an inch north of Burnett. Then Dan down on the Illinois border said he only got about a tenth of an inch. That was as of yesterday. Linda from Reeseville said it had been making all kinds of noise, but she's the one that noted the rainfall or the rain gauge is already in storage. What did you see officially as far as totals from that
rain? Well, I've got about 1,600-some of an inch officially at the Fond du Lac County Airport. The Dane County Airport pulls me in at about 4,300-some of an inch. La Crosse just hasn't had much to talk about. My buddy John over here in the east side of Fond du Lac County, 0.7 of an inch, he claims, in the last 24 hours. So the amount's all over the place. I've got Baraboo at only 0.05 of an inch, Racine, 0.22 of an inch. But that system, that's all behind us now. That's all old news. Now we can dry it up. And if anything, today's not going to be a bad drying day because, number one, there'll be some sunshine and it will be quite breezy. All right, I'd go so far as to call it windy because as we roll through the day, I'm expecting wind speeds that are going to gust up to 35 and even 40 miles per hour. So we deal with a west wind that strong. Temperatures will be mild, back up to about normal or a little bit above. The normal's now just in the very upper 40s, and I'd expect we'll see that or see just about 50 for a high. Now, the lows moved off to our east. Northern New York State and eastern New York State seeing that mix of freezing rain and snow and sleet. Some rain in far southwest Pennsylvania. Nothing like that nearby. Some rain way up to the north. And we're going to be staying relatively dry, not just for today, but I would expect right on into the weekend, right on into next week. It looks like dry conditions really do roll in. A few clouds come and go at times, but that's to be expected. The nice thing is those temperatures, although they will cool off from a fairly mild day today, staying a little cooler for Friday, then they start to push back up through Veterans Day Saturday, warmer into Sunday, and in fact 50s most likely as we look on toward Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And extended guidance now, even out toward about 10 days, indicating it should be staying a little more mild and overall sounds to be fairly dry. Certainly good news to get those fields dried out somewhat, maybe get that standing crop to dry down just a little bit more. I mean, we'll spend a lot more time getting that harvest, hopefully, pushed on closer to the finish line. I'll have forecast details right after this.
At Compeer Financial, we provide services based on your needs. So whether it's ag lending, crop insurance, or other financial services, or you're seeking industry expertise from a trusted advisor, we're here as a partner and member of your community that is defined by you. Contact your local Compeer Financial team at 844-426-6733 or visit compeer.com/you for your lending and other financial needs. Compeer Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2022, all rights reserved.
Microbials play a critical role in the health and vitality of livestock. I'm Dr. Bill Zimmer, veterinarian and founder of BioVet, your leading source for high-quality microbial and nutritional products that support growth, health, and production in livestock. Listen to our Microbials Matter podcast at bio-vet.com as experts discuss health, digestion, and support for livestock. Visit bio-vet.com and click on podcast. Innovation,
that's BioVet. All righty, Stu, let's talk a little bit more about that forecast. Like you said, through the weekend, it looks pretty good. And I went so far as to say, you know, like you said, finish up the harvest, maybe get a little bit of fall tillage done. Heaven hold my heart. The only downside is for the deer hunters that are looking to next Saturday.
Yeah, it may be a little mild about that time, but we'll make that work too. Today's sunny and know that it's going to be on the quite breezy or windy side. And I expect very upper 40s or a low 50 here and there. And the winds out of the west will pick up 10 to 20. They may even gust around 35 and 40 in the afternoon. We start to stay clear and breezy yet into the nighttime, and we drop toward the very low 30s. The west winds, 5 to 15, still make us to 25 or more. Mostly sunny Friday, a little quieter, hopefully dried out a bit. Low 40s, the northwest winds, 5 to 15. Mostly sunny for Saturday, and I'd look for a high in the mid-40s as our winds will become south about 5 to 10. Even Sunday, Pam, there could be a few more clouds, but low 50s ought to return, and I'd expect it to be even a bit more mild to start next week.
Wow. It is. I'm enjoying it. I'm loving it. I know yesterday Charity had a story on about how critters are loving it, too. It's giving them a little bit more time to try to squirrel up a nest or come insects come back into your house, but I think it's a not bad trade-off, hey?
I guess not. I saw a big fat squirrel yesterday afternoon. I says, you better be hiding. Yeah.
Well, and I'll tell you one thing. The deer along the side of the road are another sign you know where it is on the calendar.
Oh, yeah. That doe that looked at me last night.
Yeah. Well,
you're kind of close, girl.
Stay there. Stay there. Yeah, I hear you. All right, buddy. We'll catch up with you tomorrow. Thanks, Stu.
All right. See ya.
Stu Mucker, ag meteorologist. Yeah, heaven, Sabetsi, if you are out there this morning, keep your eyes peeled because the deer, they are a-moving. We are moving on. Coming up, we are going to catch up with our friend Ashley Hewn from...
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM. AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
UpUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Mino and the Mayor.
Very honored to have Chester Markle joining us.
You had some challenges with alcohol. You have done a great job getting that message out.
You know, it takes a long time to get it for some people.
A deal
you know, my responsibility to every community and every place I go is to give back what others gave to me when I didn't know how to get it.
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Of informed consent and fair compensation for the use of their image, likeness, voice, performance to create digital replicas of them and really in other ways involving the future use of AI in the industry.
Productions can resume as early as today. U.S. warplanes striking a weapons facility in Syria after Iranian-backed forces targeted American troops in Iraq and Syria with a barrage of drone and rocket attacks over the weekend. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is calling for the Palestinian Authority to oversee Gaza and the West Bank once the war between Israel and Hamas is over. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Joe Biden holds a slim lead over Donald Trump in the latest Marquette University Law School poll. Biden leads Trump 50% to 48% among registered voters. That's well within the survey's margin of error. But the Marquette poll also has Republicans Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley leading Biden in Wisconsin. 42% say they have a favorable view of Biden, only 37% for Trump. Members of the nurses' union at UW Health plan to deliver 100 pages of safety violations to the state health department. Union members say most of the issues stem from understaffing. Officials with UW Health say that patient safety is not a bargaining chip for the union. Hospital officials say they are working collaboratively with the union to increase staffing. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks get the win, but Giannis ejected. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Detroit Pistons 120-118. In the third quarter, Giannis brought the ball down, made a signature dunk, and celebration. He gets called for a technical, his second of the game, and was ejected. The Bucks' Brook Lopez asked what was going on.
You know, we felt there were a lot of questionable calls, but you got to fight through that. And the way Giannis got kicked out, we obviously don't think that was great. But whatever, we turned it into a positive. Sucked not to have him out there, but it was a great opportunity for us to play pretty much solely with Dame, get him more used to us, get more used to him and a lot of other guys.
Football, a lot of teams in the NFL now doing the tush push, lining up players to push a teammate across fourth and short for a quarterback sneak. Green Bay tried it over the weekend against the Rams and was asked, was it called the Packers push? Right guard John Runyon.
I've also heard the love shove too.
That's the Packers right guard, John Runyon. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. The Civic Media network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refreshed.
Here's your updated forecast. 48 today, under clear skies, winds out of the west, 20 to 25 miles an hour. Lows around 31 tonight, mainly clear skies and quiet. Chance for scattered showers tomorrow, highs level off around 43. Cloudy skies expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 37.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than BugTussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, BugTussle has you covered. BugTussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. BugTussle. We're out there because you're out there.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Earl Ingram.
If all the other things globally aren't enough to give us pause, healthcare premiums rose 8% this year. And so corporations are starting to feel the strain of offering health care to their employees, and more of them are advocating that. What are people to do?
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
Clearly, at this point, what is going on in Congress and the importance of the Speaker, that's always been a high-profile position, Sandy. Why can't we get that fixed?
The problem really comes down to the problem we have within the parties. Not only are we highly polarized between parties, but we seem to be highly polarized within party as well.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group Wisconsin Breaking News today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
Wisconsin's six consecutive victories were won with a third period goal.
Yeah, that's, I mean, coming back. So,
you know, Barry, when you were walking out last week, I said to you, with the run that they've had against these good teams all being on the road, it almost feels like just a split with Michigan would be a win, because it's a big-time, highly-ranked team coming into your place, and, you know, maybe they were they'd be a little tired or something like that. Just splitting would feel like a win, probably to fans. And then they win both of them. And you mentioned how one was a comeback and the other one you score with 6 seconds left to win. Those were games where they easily could have been like, well, we had our win.
Packed it in.
Well,
yeah.
Exactly.
Satisfied.
But they
didn't. Satisfied where we're at. You're absolutely right, Rowdy. I mean, you think about it, they went on three weekends on the road and were very, very successful. They come back, energy in front of the crowd. They played well Friday. I think Saturday was, you know, Michigan played well. There were some, mm-hmm. some moments in that game where it's like McClellan made some absolute great saves to I'm hold him within it.
Kind of happy they wanted a replay on that goal that was nowhere near being a goal.
That was, I was all the way down their end. And when, from my perspective, it looked like it was a great shot and went in. But I was like 300 feet on the other end, you know.
Bears looking through their binoculars like, what happened?
A couple of Coors Lights in. But, you know. Anyways, was a less than a minute 40 seconds left in the game.
Yep.
Where they their video coach must have called it in and said, "Listen, that was in. We want challenge this." Well, they already used their timeout, and so they got charged with penalty.
Delay game.
I mean,
that's the first time I think I've ever seen that in a hockey game.
That was a big mistake.
If Mary had a little lamb, you can bet she'd talk to her about it. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Oh, we're talking about all kinds of things this morning. We're going to get our Steffes auction update in just a little bit. Two Wisconsinites have been named to some new leadership positions in different organizations. That's on the way. And Quick Trip partnering with Midwest dairy producers to try to get consumers to try a little something different the next time they stop by. I've got that and more. Fabulous Farm Bay Pam Yonke, tickled that you're along with us. I'm even happier that we are going to see sunshine today, 51 degrees. Winds out of the west, about 10 to 20 miles an hour. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 42. Saturday, partly cloudy and 47. Sunday, partly cloudy and 53. Not much of a chance of rain any place in the weekend. And really, we stay dry into most of next week. Like I said, not exactly what our deer hunters are hoping for, but boy, if you've got field work to get done, this is cherry. Well, today is the 9th day of November. What can I tell you? On this day, back in 1895, the Pabst Theater in Milwaukee was finally completed. It was built by brewing magnate Captain Frederick Pabst, one of the first all-electric theaters. It also featured air conditioning. There you go. Pabst Theater completed on this day back in 1895. On this day in 1968, Wisconsin felt an earthquake, the strongest earthquake in the central United States. It actually started in south central Illinois, measured a magnitude of 5.3 with reports from La Crosse, Milwaukee, Port Washington, Portage, Prairie du Chien, and Sheboygan, all saying they felt it too. That was on this day back in 1968. On this day in 1996, Miller Park had its groundbreaking, a place that we all like to go today. Now we're calling it AmFam Field, but it started with the groundbreaking on this day back in 1996. And now you know. Yes, indeed. It's time to visit with our friends from the Steffes Group, steffesgroup.com. Of course, you know you'll find that online website that's got literally everything you're looking for when it comes to land, estate sales, all kinds of unique equipment, including construction equipment, specialty equipment, and so much more. You can pick up the phone and give them a call if you're thinking about an auction. 800-726-8609. That's 800-726-8609. Back along with us again today, Ashley Hewen from the Steffes Group. And honestly, this is now that time of the year when I think a lot of people finally get that feeling in their gut, Ashley, that it's maybe time to pull the trigger, time to give up a piece or two of equipment, maybe time to take a look at scaling back as far as land. And you'd like them to do it sooner as opposed to later, huh?
Yeah, you know, certain areas the harvest got extended here a little bit, but you know, whether you're done or the end is in your near future, you know, it's time to think about those pieces of equipment that, you know, they're underutilized or you're not using them at all because the market's good. And we don't know what it's going to be. We don't think it's going to be this good in the next coming years, but we know what the market is today. And so if you have those pieces of equipment that you're not using or you know you're going to trade up within the next season, I would suggest now being the time to sell.
Well, and you're making it really easy for our folks in Wisconsin. You've got that very special consignment sale focused in Wisconsin coming up front part of December. They still have time to get in on that, right?
Yeah, truly. I mean, we're a month away. There's still time to put pieces on there and get them advertised right. Yes, there is. And we just, some of those flyers hit the mail last week. So we're getting flooded with calls right now as we speak. And we got guys on the ground going around, taking the pictures, giving the evaluations, all them things.
Well, and as we're talking, we've got temperatures that are at least not freezing. So that's another good thing to kind of keep everything rolling, folks. The weather is with us right now. We don't know when it's going to change. And you said, you know, the other thing that we haven't talked about a lot, Ashley, is you guys are advisors. I don't want to say counselors. That might be a little deep. But when it comes to tough decisions like parcels of land or whole farm situations, you guys are there to advise the families, the family members, the best strategy to do the most good with what they've got, right?
Well, and it all starts with those conversations, right? You know, there's groups of people that, you know, didn't necessarily get in business together, but because mom and dad died, now we're in business together. Mm-hmm. And everybody has a different idea of how this should proceed. And, you know, it never hurts just to have us come in and sit down and talk about what we can do. Maybe auction's the answer, maybe it's not, but a lot of times it is. And it can get people moving forward in their life where they want to go. And sometimes it's holding on to that land. Sometimes it's taking that money, reinvesting it in something else, or not burdening the next generation with 100 grandkids that some of them don't even know each other, but now they're business owners together.
Right. Yeah, yeah. It can get complicated fast, folks. And like I said, that's why knowing the Steffes Group and the people that make up their staff and the backgrounds that they all have, areas of specialty. You know, that's why we talk with Ashley every time. But I could talk literally with a different staff member from your team and learn something new every week, I bet, Ashley.
Yeah, that's true. I try to specialize in what I know, and I'll be the first one to admit I don't know everything. But there is somebody in our company that specializes in exactly what you have.
Right, right. Again, folks, if you're looking at that consignment sale coming up in December, focus just on us Wisconsin folks. Get your items lined up. And you're not going to say no to any consignment item, are you, Ashley?
Well, I've had to say no a few times in my career here, but, you know, it all depends what it is and if it's the right fit for us.
Let's use good common sense, folks. I see where Ashley's going. I'm sure there's a story there somewhere, but we don't have time or necessarily the audience for that. Ashley Hewitt along with us. The bottom line is, folks, that they are extending that opportunity to anybody in Wisconsin. Consignment sale coming up the front part of December. Make your decisions today on getting involved. Steffesgroup.com. StefesGroup.com. Or I always say, pick up the phone and give them a call. You'll find out just how deep their knowledge goes. 800-726-8609. That's 800-726-8609. Ashley Hewitt along with us from the Steffes Group.
At Compeer Financial, we provide services based on your needs. So whether it's ag lending, crop insurance, or other financial services, or you're seeking industry expertise from a trusted advisor, we're here as a partner and member of your community that is defined by you. Contact your local Compeer Financial team at 844-426-6733 or visit compeer.com/you for your lending and other financial needs. Compeer Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2022, all rights reserved.
Microbials play a critical role in the health and vitality of livestock. I'm Dr. Bill Zimmer, veterinarian and founder of BioVet, your leading source for high-quality microbial and nutritional products that support growth, health, and production in livestock. Listen to our Microbials Matter podcast at bio-vet.com as experts discuss health, digestion, and support for livestock. Visit bio-vet.com and click on podcast. Innovation, that's
BioVet. Boy, it was another tough day in dairy yesterday. Barrel cheese was up 7.5 at 162, but 40-pound block cheese dropped 6.75 cents to 163. So just a penny's difference between barrel and block prices right now. The AA butter yesterday also dropped another dime. I guess the buying season is over for the holiday demand. AA butter dropped a dime to 279 and three quarters. per pound. Now, this morning in Chicago, we've got our December Class 3 milk currently 6 cents stronger, 17.19 a hundredweight. Class 3 for January is also up 6 at 17.28. The December corn's unchanged right now at 4.76. January soybeans are up a nickel at 13.71. July new crop wheat down 3, currently at 6.44 a bushel. Big shout out this morning to two of our Wisconsinites that have been selected for some national leadership positions. Todd Lisansky out of Sauk City has been unanimously elected to the board of directors for the Farm Equipment Manufacturers Association. He's got 3 decades of experience in product development and manufacturing. He is the general manager of manufacturing at McFarland Manufacturing in Sauk City, someplace he's been since 2013. Congratulations, Todd. And Kim Bremer from Ag Inspirations out of Loyal, Wisconsin, has been selected as the first vice president of the American Agro Women. She's been affiliated with the Wisconsin Agro Women for years. Now she'll step into that national role. That is a coalition of farm, ranch, and agribusiness women, all advocating for agriculture, now in their 49th year. Congratulations, Kim Bremer. All right. Up for a quick break. Don't forget, you rainfall reporters, continue to chime in if you've got details from yesterday. 877-301-FARM. That's 877-301-3276. Love to hear from you.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Brittany, how many barometers do you own? It's a meteorologist thing.
Tell us the truth.
I've got 4 in my house right now.
That's not terrible.
I scaled down.
How many did you used to have?
I give them as gifts now.
Are you re-gifting me a barometer, Brittany?
We're down to 4. That sounds manageable.
As goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Allbus Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Locke as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand. And by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Locke has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Allbus Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
The delusions of grandeur have come to an end, as has the campaign of former Vice President Mike Pence. You know, people didn't care for him so much. I don't know why. You know, January 6th, they just wanted to hang him at the gallows, Dom.
I mean, at least they knew his name. You know, there's no such thing as bad PR, Crudy.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. From I-43 to I-41, this is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
PeaceCorps.gov.
She's sweeter than a glass of chocolate milk and louder than a morning rooster. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
You want to know sweet? Take a look at what's going on outside today. Sunshine on the way, 51 degrees. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and 42. Saturday, partly cloudy, 47. Sunday, 53. We're into the 50s again next week, and it looks like we're staying dry. Pam Youngke along with you. Looks like our friends from Everag forgot that it's a Thursday, so we'll keep rolling this morning. Look for them coming up next week, Thursday, with Bryce Windecker. I promised you that we were going to discuss just a little bit what's going on with Quick Trip and our dairy producers. Well, in the spirit of the fall season, Quick Trip is rolling out, as you might expect, pumpkin spice flavored milk. Now, this isn't necessarily new, but it is a part of the partnership with Midwest Dairy. They're featuring pumpkin spice flavored milk at all 847 locations they've got across the Midwest. So that's Quick Trip and Quick Star. That means they're really jump-starting dairy consumption into the fourth quarter and hopefully into 2024. Scott Gilray is Midwest Dairy's Vice President of Business Unit North. He says the main goal here is to engage consumers, create some excitement around dairy products, and ultimately, as you can imagine, increase sales.
You know, Quick Trip, we've been working with them for the last couple of years. Great, great partnership. And so what we try to do is we wanted to find a way to help them promote innovation in the dairy category. And so as they started talking about coming out with these limited time offer milks in 2023, we thought, hey, let us come in, help you promote them, promote the sales, the goodness and everything that goes with it, and help boost the sales. So it all started out kind of with a conversation of how can we help you drive incremental dairy sales, and especially in those areas of innovation.
Scott Gilway with Midwest Dairy says the story about Quick Trip is really resonating with dairy producers around the Midwest. Why? Because all their milk comes within a 100-mile radius of their La Crosse manufacturing plant.
Correct. Quick Trip, Quick Star, as it's known in Iowa, they make their own milk, and it's all done out of La Crosse, Wisconsin area. So all of their milk comes from a 100-mile radius of La Crosse, so predominantly coming from Minnesota and Iowa dairy farmers. So they do a great, great job. And, of course, having their own production facilities allows them the flexibility to do some of these limited-time offerings and different things that they're able to do.
Now, Wisconsin dairy farmers, let's not bristle about that milk from Minnesota or Iowa. Obviously, Quick Trip does a lot of dairy in regards to cheese and cheese curds. That comes from right here in Wisconsin. Gilray says it's really been rewarding to work with Quick Trip because they have a real desire to promote Midwest dairy producers and all the products that they bring.
You know, it fits in perfectly from the standpoint of this is a group that understands the value of dairy and they want to promote it. So as we go in and we want to talk to them about coming up with new innovation, getting more people to try the category and try different flavors and different styles within the category, and then use our promotional dollars to help make those promotions even bigger. Part of our dollars went to, they had in-store videos and they're absolutely wonderful. They talk about local dairy farming and the value of dairy and then goes right into the ad for the different flavors that we've had. And then, of course, in-store, they've got lots and lots of signage up telling consumers to get, you know, give these limited-time offer flavors a try. And got to tell you, they are fantastic. My family and I love them. So we look forward to whenever they come out about every couple, 3 months, they come out with a different flavor. They'll have five total in 2023.
Well, I'm glad Scott Gilray is enjoying those flavored milks, courtesy of Quick Trip Quick Star. Now, what do you think the final flavor of the year is going to be? They've got one more they'll be introducing in December. Why don't we use our talk text line and you give me the suggestion? 877-301-FARM. That's 877-301-3276. What's the final flavor for Quick Trip Quick Star in flavored milks for 2023? You know, dairy promotion doesn't just stop with places like Quick Trip Quick Star. Charity Seebecker's got some more examples.
Dairy farmers pay 15 cents for every 100 pounds of milk that they sell. These are called dairy checkoff dollars, and these are used to promote the dairy industry. I'm Charity Seebecker from the Midwest Farm Report. Becky Lovzo, Dairy Management Inc. Vice Chair, explains how these checkoff dollars give the U.S. opportunities for more exports.
One thing that I think most people don't realize is 96% of the population do not live in the United States. This gives us great opportunity for exports. 18% of the U.S. milk production leaves the U.S. That's one in six tankers of milk. And that's a large volume of product that is leaving the United States. As you look at some of the countries that we work with, we're finding partnerships, we're educating. You can't expect the general public in these areas to eat like we do, to see how we look at dairy products, to see the value of it. So there's a lot of educational components that go into that. Let's just look at pizza as one example. In the United States, 14% of the quick serve restaurants are pizza. If you were to go to Asia, only 1%. In the United States, I don't know about you, but we eat pizza a lot in a week. And when you look at in the Asian market, they might consume maybe one, two, three times a year. They look at it as a celebratory event. They look at it as a holiday event where we have great potential to go in, but we can't expect them to eat the same types of pizza that we have. So by setting up people within these countries to work and develop these markets, find out what their needs really are. We can then work with our processors and that to tailor products that then will meet their needs. We're working with Domino's, we're working with Pizza Hut, we're working with McDonald's. There's great potential there. One success that I'd like to talk about a little bit is in Japan, Domino's launched a pizza. It was called the New Yorker, and it's 1 kilogram ultra cheese pizza. So that's 2 pounds of cheese on a pizza, which is amazing. And it saw great success, and it's going to other markets also. But when you look at those are the type of opportunities that we need to seize, and we need to build off of that and show that we are capable of working and providing something different for these markets.
That was Becky Levzo, Dairy Management Inc. Vice Chair. She says that while that money may help pay a few bills now, it's important to focus on the impact that it has for the future of the dairy industry instead. You can hear the full interview as well as listen to other agribusiness news stories on our podcast. You can find it at thefarmwi.com. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
Thanks, Charity. Appreciate it. Again, folks, if you want to find out more, listen to any of these conversations again, come on over to MidwestFarmReport.com and our podcast list. Catch up with you tomorrow morning for our Finally Friday show. Have yourself a glorious Thursday.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Mino and the Mayor.
Very honored to have Chester Markle joining us.
You had some challenges with alcohol. You have done a great job getting that message out.
You technology know, plays heavily in the future people. Of farming.
You know, my responsibility up next, to on every before. Community with and every place efficiency I go and lower is to fuel give costs, back what producers know that propane is better for their bottom line.
And now mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators, and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farm incentive. Cab to cab, season to season, there's only one way to do it all on your farm. Ag Leader It. Steer it for pass to pass accuracy. Plant it with unrivaled planter and seed control. Apply it, ensuring precise coverage across the field. Harvest it for simple unloading on the go. Manage it for 24/7 data access in real time. For every farm and field activity, Ag Leader It. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. Denver Caldwell sees a very technology-oriented future for agriculture. He's director of sales for John Deere in the U.S. and Canada. During his presentation at a recent Ag Outlook Forum sponsored by the Agribusiness Council of Kansas City and AgriPulse Communications, Caldwell spoke about advances in ag tech.
We're not forgetting about hard iron. We love iron. We've also got to do it with technology in such a way that it makes it easy for our customers to interact with that technology and interact with the iron and do so in a way that maximizes their overall uptime and maximizes their investment.
Caldwell says John Deere relies heavily on input from customers.
Asking them, what are the problems you have in your operation? What are the things you want to do but you can't do? What are the things you have to do but cannot do or you don't want to do today? They tell us there's about $150 billion worth of problems. That's a big number. We call this incremental addressable market. We don't want all of that, but we want our customers to have the benefit of most of it. And if we solve those problems on their behalf, John Deere and John Deere dealers should capture a little bit of that. We believe that's a fair trade for the kind of problems that we're solving on their behalf.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Matt Flynn Direct.
When it comes to shutting down the government, what I'm afraid is Mike Johnson comes in, he'll say real smooth, I don't want to shut down the government. Here's a budget. And you'll go, hey, wait a minute. That has cuts in child care, Social Security. And he'll smile. He's sort of like Scott Walker. People who are unnervingly polite behind that kind of facade, they have a lot of inner weasels. They have too many inner weasels, quite frankly.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekdays from 2 until 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown. Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC.